Huberto moving in, waiting. Huberto to the backhand. Hoobie doobie doo. We are tied at two. What a goal. Loose puck at center. Barkov looking to get a step on Mete. Barkov to the net. Barkov between the legs. Unbelievable. Did you just do that, Alexander Barkov? The Panthers are back on top.
Hello and welcome back to the Florida Hockey Podcast. Justin Medford alongside Noah Russo. How are you doing this week, buddy?
I am pretty good. How are you?
Doing not too bad, not too bad. Pretty quiet week, but Sunday, we got some football on today. I'm very excited. Obviously, your Giants playing my Seahawks. It should be a good one.
It's like before the season, the matchup looked really bad.
Our teams did not look good.
And now it looks like really good.
Yeah. Now it looks like, oh, it's like legitimately decent teams. It should be a lot of fun. But I will predict that my Seahawks come out on top.
For the record, the Broncos just scored a TD, and it was I don't know, whoever their running back is, ran it into the end zone. And of course, in true Russell Wilson fashion, he just started celebrating on his own in the backfield instead of going into the end zone and celebrating with his teammates. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I mean, Russell Wilson, he's a good player.
Who do you think in the NHL, probably minus Nathan MacKinnon, is the most likely to do calisthenics in the aisle of an airplane on a transit?
That's actually a really good question. And I'm thinking now, right? And
because my immediate pick would have been Nathan MacKinnon, because that guy is an animal.
Yeah, I imagine he and Russ, like whenever they're doing like a Denver sports trip, yeah. Right? And they're just running up and down the aisles. That's not a bad pick. If you're just thinking like big name players, right? Like it's not going to be like, I know who the least likely would be, like Ovi for sure.
Yeah.
Other
any players? Of those Russian guys, honestly, I couldn't see Kucherov doing it.
No.
Kaprizov doing it.
No, there's no way. Someone with good work ethic. Boy, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's just like, who's like the biggest like physical freak?
I don't even know.
Like, I'm trying to think of something. It's probably gotta be a captain, right?
Yeah.
Someone who really, really goes for it.
I'm gonna guess it's not Kyle Poso.
It's not Kyle Poso, it's definitely not Jamie Benn, right?
Oh, no, we can come back to this.
Yeah, we'll come back. I need more time to think. You've really just thrown that on me.
My apologies. That was very – I just thought of the question as well. So
no, actually, you know what? I have my answer.
You have an answer.
Yeah. It's Travis Konecny under threat from John Tortorella.
Fair enough. Anybody under threat yeah. from John Tortorella. In fact, the entire Philadelphia Flyers team is just doing calisthenics on the plane.
Rumor has it.
They don't even have seats.
I was going to say, rumor has it, their plane doesn't have seats.
They just have like hardwood floors in there, like a gymnasium, and they just fucking run.
Yeah. Rumor has it is that it's a good life gym. But that would be my guess if I had to pick. Speaking of the Flyers, though, they were one of the teams the Panthers went up against over the last week. They've actually had quite a few games since we last recorded. They played the Islanders on the Sunday, and then which they won. Then a loss to the Blackhawks and the Flyers, not great. And then a big win yesterday over the Ottawa Senators in the Tkachuk Derby. So 500 over the last week. Overall, what have been your impressions of the Panthers' play over this span?
It's been good. Like, I didn't watch the Islanders game, but the Philly game was – that's one of those games where I don't think you can look at the score and really understand what happened in that game.
Yeah.
They just got goalied, and that happens. That happened last year against UC Saros and the Preds so many times.
Yeah, I think, like, part of it's getting goalies. I mean – they're throwing a lot of pucks on net right now in these games. Not all of them are high danger chances, but they are getting some good looks, and they are going up against some pretty good goaltending. Maybe minus the Islanders game. But yeah, like, Carter Hart had a, you know, career game for himself. Anton Forsberg was great for the Senators yesterday. So I think overall, I think at 5-on-5, you really have to be at least somewhat happy with the way the team's playing. I mean, any criticism 5-on-5 is probably the defense and just the way they're defending.
Right.
Which we all pretty much knew. And there's not really much the team can do about it just because there's not much flexibility in the roster. The DR moving the puck, I think, pretty well. Like, Brandon Montour has been good about, you know, getting on the board, running that power play. Josh Maher has been jumping up a lot, creating a lot of things for the team. I think so, you know, it is what it is, 5-on-5. I think they've been pretty good. For me, it's the special teams that have to be a lot better.
Yeah.
I think that's the power play. It's almost tough to watch because you see the amount of talent that this team has and the power play just not really clicking, not firing on all cylinders. To me, it's like they're moving the puck around just fine, but the shot selection seems really weird. Like, they're not taking the highest danger shots.
Like, part of it, like, you lose your two of the guys that were on your top unit last season.
Yeah.
You know, you're bound to get some juggling, some like readjustment. But you know, that's definitely something the coaching staff should be able to address and, you know, kind of fix. We're 8-ish games into the season now. That's something you need to address much sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I think so. I think, and it's been like, the issue goes back to last season too, even though there are some different personnel, on that power play unit, but the power play has been an issue for a while. And if you're going to be a top team in the league, you need your power play to be good. You need it to, you know, there are going to be some games where you're not able to get your offense going 5-on-5. You need to be able to use your power play as a weapon. You need to use it to hurt teams, and they just aren't able to do it right now. So I would like to see them. I don't know. It feels like they're passing the puck around. They're shooting from high up, from far away. I would like to see them try to get some more stuff in the inner slot going. But and maybe mix up the personnel a little bit, try a couple of different guys there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, early in the season is the time to try different things and to kind of see what's available and that type of stuff. And like, yeah, like, now's the time to try something else. Put somebody else in that first unit, you know, like change it up just a little.
Yeah, I think you have to. And then going on to the penalty kill hasn't been great either. I think they need to dig in a little bit harder. I'm a big fan of an aggressive penalty kill. I like when your penalty killers are going out there and they're really, really pressuring the power play to move the puck around quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And the Panthers, I think, are really good on the penalty kill at kind of countering, of getting the puck out and then getting a chance themselves. But when they're hemmed in their own zone, I think they need to be much quicker, like quick, but still structured.
Right.
Right. And so I would like to see a bit more aggression there. But it just hasn't, like, the special teams just haven't been a strength of this team. And that is something that they're going to probably need to improve upon if they're going to have a serious chance of making a push this season.
And I think you're right about that. That's, and then we talk about that every year, about like what what makes good playoff teams good playoff teams. And one of the biggest things I notice is just power play presence, like power play success. Like that's what kind of seems to dictate who wins. And that's just at the end of the day, you need a good power play to win hockey games.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's absolutely crucial, especially later on in the year. And so you know, it's still early, so they do have time to get it sorted out, but the longer it goes on, the more concerning it's going to be.
Exactly.
As for other things with the team, though, I've seen a lot of people online criticizing the Panthers' goaltending, which, in all fairness, it hasn't been unbelievable. At the same time, I don't think their own goaltending has been what's costing them games.
No, I don't think so either.
Right? Like you look at the Philadelphia loss, right? It wasn't so much that, you know, the Panthers got bad goaltending. It was that the Flyers got excellent goaltending.
Exactly.
Right. And sometimes, like, you can only control, you know, yourselves. You can't control what the guy at the other end is going to do. You know, that's just the reality of it. And Carter Hart showed up. Anton Forsberg showed up. The Panthers still able to get it done. But, you know, I don't think, you know, I don't think the goaltending stolen them any games, but I don't think it's cost them any games. I think it's just been good enough.
Exactly. Like, it could definitely be better. I don't think anybody's arguing about that.
No, it could obviously be better. But it also isn't, like, the worst goaltending on the planet.
Exactly.
So, it is what it is, you know, and I'm hoping, you know, those guys can get, at least one of them can kind of get into a rhythm where they're playing some really, really good hockey. That might help, you know, especially later in the season on back-to-backs when there's games where, again, you're just not able to generate things offensively. It'd be nice to have, you know, a goalie who can maybe steal you a win or two.
Yeah.
But for the moment, I don't see it being a major, major issue with this team.
Right. Like, it's not a point of, like, extreme concern or by any means.
No.
Yeah.
And we'll see how, you know, I imagine that, because the goalie splits have been pretty close-ish to, you know, they've been getting both guys some starts, and I think that's smart early on in a season, regardless of what your tandem is. I think you want to get both guys some reps. So I think they've done a good job with that. And then you kind of maybe wait, and maybe one guy's going to emerge and get into a good rhythm. And you can kind of roll with the hot hand for a little bit.
Yeah.
But right now, both guys have just been kind of average, and I think that's fine. And the last thing I do want to say about the team, that was, how good has that top line been?
Oh, my God.
That's the last thing I know. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Like, it's that Matthew Tkachuk is delivering. Like, he's 100%. Just straight up delivering.
Oh, 100%.
It's been that. That's what, like, and you know, I've been kind of following, as you know, I live in Calgary, and I've been kind of following the Flames. And like, yeah, like, Huberto and Uyghur would have been nice, but like, I don't see any problem with the trade, because Matthew Tkachuk is delivering. He's going to deliver for 7 more years guaranteed after this. Like, it's quite impressive. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I think the trade itself, like, the thing that hurts the most, I think, for me, is that, like, I think that trade is unbelievable. If they had a way to keep Mackenzie Uyghur around too,
I would have said, if they could have kept the first round pick.
Yeah, like, it kept the first round pick. Like, I think they maybe gave up a little bit too much, but if looking at Huberto and Matthew Tkachuk compared one for one, I think you'd take Matthew Tkachuk any day.
Yeah.
Right. And I'd honestly say a lot of the new guys coming in this season for the Panthers have delivered or exceeded expectations.
Definitely. We've really liked Josh Mahura.
Josh Mahura has been great. Colin White's been great. Rudolph Ballesters has been great. It's kind of the guys who have honestly been here a few years now or been here a while that you're expecting a little bit more from. Like, I expect a little bit more from Alexander Barkov on that line. I mean, he's been good, but yesterday, his first goal of the season. Sam Reinhart doesn't have one yet this year. You'd want more from Sam Bennett. It's the guys that have been here a little while now that you're kind of hoping for more from. But the new guys, I think, aside from the Sauls, who are old, and I don't know what people were expecting from them, but everyone else has been pretty good. Anton Lundell has been good again this year. I really love the play, getting the puck to Matthew Tkachuk for the empty netter yesterday. Unselfish.
So unselfish. I was watching that, and I was like, dude, there's like a D right there.
Yeah, it was. The thing is, like, it wasn't like he passed it up for like a tap in, like it wasn't like a clear empty net, but he still went for it.
Exactly. And like,
fair enough, he had the goal ruled out, so fair enough there. But yeah, I think some of the guys that have been here a while now, I think those are the types of players I'm looking for a little bit more from.
Definitely.
But the new additions, especially Matthew Tkachuk, have delivered. Last thing, we are going to get into our reverse retro rankings. Last thing I wanted to bring up, the one last thing before we get into our reverse retro rankings, and kind of a little bit out of nowhere here, but I was just looking at it the other day out of curiosity, but the Panthers, they don't have, you know, a deep prospect system right now. They've given away a lot of picks lately, but I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but Mackey Samuskevich, 12 points in 8 games for the University of Michigan right now.
I was not aware of that. That is good.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because we talked about it last year was his first year playing college, and we had kind of tried to temper expectations because we're like, that's a deep Michigan team. He's not going to play a feature role. The D+2 is like, all right, now he's, you know, guys have moved on. Matty Beniers has moved on. Owen Power's moved on. He's going to be more relied on there. So that's kind of when we're looking to see what he can do. Right now, the returns look good. He's looking good.
It does. He's producing, and you know, they've got another good team in Michigan this year.
Well, yeah, they got Adam Fantilli, a top pick.
Yeah,
for next year's draft, but already a really positive sign there from Mackey Samuskevich, and I think he's a player like at the Panthers. You know, for the near future, he is kind of the marquee guy in their system, especially at forward.
Like, he's a product of just not having any picks and him being, like, the only guy there.
Yeah, which is, and like, as much as it sucks, it's also, like, good teams generally do that. Like, Tampa Bay hasn't had any high picks in a while. Colorado did via the Matt Duchene trade.
Yeah, they were via trades. Like, they stacked up via trades.
Yeah. Right. And so you're never going to, if you're a good team, your prospect pool is usually pretty bad. And that's fine. But at the same time, if you have, you know, one or two guys in your system, you kind of want them to reach expectations. And it looks like Mackey Samuskevich is trending in a good direction.
Yeah, definitely.
But now we will get into our reverse retro rankings. I know, highly anticipated. We're going to do a first 10 and then we'll do an ad read and then we'll finish off with the top half. We haven't talked about these really at all. So I'm curious to know your thoughts. Who do you have as the worst reverse retro in the league?
I think there were a lot of options here. I think there's, you know, like, well, it's there's a clear top like five or so, and there's a clear bottom five, in my opinion. But with worst reverse retro jersey, I am going with the Detroit Red Wings.
Okay, so I also had Detroit. And when I was doing these rankings, by the way, there were like two factors that came in because the thoughts go through my head were, A, like, I'm looking at, does the jersey look nice? But then there were some where, even if they look nice, I was kind of going, is it, you know, did they do the assignment? You know, is it like a throwback to something? Does it,
right,
you know, touch in on the culture, or do they kind of just rip off their reverse retro from last time, which to me seems a bit lazy. Once again, though, similar to last time, Detroit, terrible.
I don't know who comes up with those bad ideas, but they're just not good. They don't look good. I don't know who okays them, but it's just a jersey that did not come out looking good.
it looks like the most minimal amount of effort I've seen. They literally just wrote Detroit on the front, threw some black on there.
That's the thing. There's three colors, and it's just, it doesn't, like, the colors don't mesh well. It's just not good. The shoulders look like, I honestly do not like this jersey.
It would look bad for a warm-up jersey.
Exactly.
That's my thought on it. I think it's just all around not great. And I get that they didn't have, you know, a ton to work with. But just in terms of their history, they haven't really differentiated much. But still, you could have done something.
You could have done something. I am of the same mentality.
Of like, that's just, it's just lazy. So to me, yeah, that was also last. Who you got in second last?
I've got another lazy team here.
I think we might have the same bottom two here.
This team honestly did not do anything. I don't even know why they even bothered to display a reverse retro, and it's the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Why the Leafs there? Just
what do they do?
You know what it reminds me of? Is
the regular jersey?
No, not quite. I was gonna say sometimes if you go into like Walmart, they have like their fake jerseys for teams, right? With the logo and everything. It looks like one of those.
Yeah, and I think I know who you had here, and I have them just next.
Really?
Yeah, the reason why I have Toronto here is that Toronto didn't do anything. They have the same exact jersey that they wear during the regular season. And I just see that as an insult to their fan base. They're like, here's a reverse retro jersey that exactly the same amount of people are going to spend $350 on, and we're still going to sell jerseys. So why would we put any effort or money into creating a unique design when it's going to get sold no matter what? I just look at it as an insult to the fan base. And that's kind of why, like, they didn't change anything.
No.
And I see other teams that actually made an effort to at least change something. So that's why I have Toronto so low.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I didn't like Toronto's last time either. I like this one less, to be honest. I also think it's really bad. For me, I have the Chicago Blackhawks here.
Yeah, and I have Chicago next.
Okay, so we'll talk about Chicago then.
I gave Chicago a little bonus points over Detroit for having the white stripes. I think
first of all,
way more than what Detroit's playing with.
Yeah, they very much did almost the exact same thing. I put Chicago a little bit higher because I do think with the white it looks a little bit nicer. And also, you know, there's some controversy around their current logo, their main logo. So I like that they stayed away from that.
Yeah.
So I'll give them props for that. But it also looks bad and lazy at the same time. You know, I think both things can be true. So I have them there. You had them next. Next, I don't have Toronto. I have the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh.
Because.
Whoa.
Your reaction makes it seem like you have them high.
Well, I don't have them high, but I have them higher than that.
So I have them there because, like, I give them a lot of points for the creativity and, like, going with something fun. But it does just look terrible in my opinion.
Okay, that's fair.
First of all, I didn't
think it looked that bad, but fair.
Like, hold on, let me look it up.
I don't know. You know, the more I look at these, the more I think some of these just are not good.
Okay. Yeah, like for me, I think Tampa Bay would be helped a lot without the gray shoulders.
You know, I'll talk about Tampa now so I don't have to talk about them when I unveil where they are in my rankings. But Tampa to me is somebody who started off with a really, really good design. And then it's just the kind of thing where, like, they asked input from one person in each department and just said yes to everyone and just ended up with something that's way too much. There's just too much going on there in that jersey.
Yeah.
And I think that's the major downfall of the jersey, because I really, really liked the concept of this one, where you like, you have the throwback logo, you have the waves. Like I kind of like the energy bolts on the shoulders, but then like you add in like a ton of other little things, and it's just, it gets,
there's just too much.
Dense. Exactly.
There's too much going on. Like, I feel like they could have taken the waves, kept the old logo, the lightning sleeves, and they could have made it look just a little bit cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that would have been fine. I actually would have loved if they went with, you remember that fake third jersey they released years ago with like a million palm trees on it? Have you ever seen that?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm going to find the video of it. They did like a prank on their players where they made like a new third jersey, and it looked like a Christmas sweater, and all the players hated it. They're like, what is this? There was like a million palm trees on it. They're like, this is awful. And then they got to Radko Gudas, who was playing for the Lightning at the time, and he was like, this is sick. I'm going to need to order like 10 of these.
I love Radko.
So I would have loved this. I'll find the video. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I would like them to go with that. So I have them. And then next up, I had Toronto.
Okay. This is a tough one, because I think there's a lot of bad jerseys, but I'm just going to go Carolina Hurricanes.
Okay. I have Carolina next.
Like, they shortened their name. I don't know what else they did.
It's just a home version of their away jersey now, right?
Exactly. So what I would have wanted to see from Carolina would have been a Hartford Whalers jersey.
In their colors?
With the Hurricanes colors. I don't know why they didn't do that. That would have sold.
I don't mind them not doing that, just because they've gone to the Whalers logo like a lot lately.
That's true.
Like, they've done it like two or three times, like a Whalers jersey. So I don't mind them not doing that. But I don't like this either at all.
Like, they could have done something.
Yeah. I like having the storm flags along the bottom. Like, that to me is like, you know, OG, like Carolina Hurricanes. Like,
do they not still have that
on their home jerseys?
Yeah, I did.
Their home jersey is the black one.
Oh.
Right, that like weird one with the flag.
Yeah. Interesting.
So for me, I don't think this one looks that great. I'm not a big fan of teams just like throwing like writing of like a nickname or their team name on it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it works not very often, and I don't think it works here,
right?
I do like the away version of those jerseys that they use normally. I do like, because they look kind of like a college jersey, right? I like having the little storm flags in the C that they have, so I like it on the away jersey. To me, on the red, I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me.
No, me neither. Okay, so you had them next?
Yeah, so who do you have in fifth?
Okay, so I will go... And it's a shame, because I don't know why they did this. It's the Seattle Kraken.
Oh, wow.
Like, I get that they're brand new in the league and they may not have like that much history, but to me, they just, I don't know what they did.
Okay. I had the Seattle Kraken actually a decent amount higher, because I don't love the jersey, but hey, I like the colors that they have. I like their colors.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I cut them a bit of slack for being new in the league.
That's
so true. I move them up for that. I think they could have done with like a Metropolitans jersey. Would have been cool.
Yeah, well, green, that's what I wanted to see.
Yeah, so I want to see that, but maybe they're saving that for another time.
Yeah, when they're actually good.
Yeah, it doesn't look great. I think it'll look better on the ice. Fair. But I have them a bit higher. So you had them fifth?
Yeah.
Last? Okay, and I had Carolina. Who do you have sixth last?
There's a few to choose from. And honestly, like, I think between like fifth to last and 10th to last, you can kind of like, there's no really any particular order for me. But I will, I'll just go with, I'll go with the Ottawa Senators.
Ooh, I also have them higher.
I don't see enough difference from their own jersey. Like, they changed the patterns of the background a little, and they changed the number font, but same.
I think, same colors. Yeah, like I think if they still.
It seemed like a pretty safe and conservative effort.
Yeah, I think if they still had like the logo and jersey they had like 4 or 5 years ago, right?
That'd be different.
Yeah. Right. Then we're looking at this one different, like, oh, it's cool, they're going back to that. But because they already use that logo, right? And very similar other than the blocking on the jersey.
Did they bring back the O for last year's reverse retro?
No. They also
What they should do.
They should bring back the O.
Yeah.
No, last reverse retro, I think they also did the same logo, but they did a red jersey.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
To me, I think this one, it's close. I think the Sens one is close to being decent. It probably just needs a bit of gold.
Yeah, it's just missing something. It just seems a little lazy to me, and a little just they're playing it safe, and that's fine. But they're not gonna get my approval for playing it safe.
Okay, in my sixth spot, I had Columbus.
Yeah.
And Columbus had a really great reverse retro last time. I really liked the one they had. It was like very out there. This, to me, first of all, like, when have you used black as a color? You haven't.
I don't know what Columbus did. I have Columbus in one of these like fifth, like between 5 and 10. That Columbus was one of the first jerseys I saw, and I immediately thought, what? Why?
Yeah, like it's not a throwback to anything. It doesn't look good.
I'd love to see them go full American with it.
Just make their whole jersey an American flag.
Like full stars and stripes. I think that could be pretty cool.
Yeah, like this, just to me, it's nothing. There's not a redeeming quality about it, in my opinion. So I have it there. I would have put it lower, but I do think it looks better than some of the ones I have lower.
Yeah. For my next one, I'm going to go with one I'm guessing you have much higher, but I'll be pleasantly surprised if you don't. St. Louis Blues.
I have them higher, but one spot higher.
I don't like what they did with it. It was just, I like that they changed it up. Like, they have the yellow as the main color. I do like that, but I don't like the front logo. That just doesn't.
Yeah, like, to me, if you put...
There's honestly probably just a little too much yellow in it.
Yeah, like, I think there's too much yellow. And first of all, like, they're throwing it back to a jersey they never used, right?
Exactly.
They, like, scrapped it before they ever used it. There's probably a good reason for that. I actually think, like, I think it is too much yellow. But honestly, if you removed the... name St. Louis Blues from the front and you just made like the music note bigger, I actually think that's a decent jersey.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that far away from it.
No.
I still don't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why I had it one spot higher. The one I have actually in this slot, I actually think you'll probably have a bit higher. Because the thing with these is we're also very different people, so we have very different tastes and opinions. I have the Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh, I don't have these guys higher. I have them like maybe a couple spots higher.
Okay, well, I have them low because...
They're in these five-team slots that I just don't know what the fuck to do with them. Like, they're just not good.
Yeah, like, realistically, anything, like, 15 and down, I'm never buying. I wouldn't ever spend money on it.
Had it not been for the Cooperalls in warm-up, the Flyers jersey would be in my bottom five.
Yeah, absolutely. I would add them. And if they were the Cooperalls during the game, I'd have them maybe in my top five. Just for the vibes, right?
Like, I hate Cooperalls.
I hate Cooperalls. They
look stupid, but
they would love something. I exactly right. So I would respect that. To me, this just looks like a Flyers jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Again, another team where they haven't done much in their franchise, mixing it up. Like, they don't have any other logos really to use. It's just kind of boring. It's kind of safe. Doesn't excite me in any way. So I had them there, and then I had St. Louis after with 8th last.
Okay. I am one. Okay, I'll go Philly for the next one then.
All right. I like it. Mixing it
up. Or yeah.
Next up, I had Ottawa.
Okay. So that's ninth last one.
Yeah. And we already talked enough about Ottawa.
Yeah. And where am I going to go? I'll go Columbus here. I wasn't a big Columbus.
All right. All right. Okay. Last one before the ad read. Who do you have?
Last one before the ad read. I will go the Dallas Stars.
Oh, I have the Dallas Stars high.
Doesn't do it for me. I want to see
the Mooters
last year's jersey, but with the star pattern.
Yeah.
Remember, like I want to get that jersey back. The Stanley Cup jersey. Like I want to get that back. I don't get what they did here.
I don't understand it as like, I get it like a little bit as a throwback. They've kind of got, I like the, they have the dark green, light green in the center star. So I like that. I think that makes it look a little bit more 3D. I think that helps it a lot. And as much as it's not anything like that fun or exciting, I think it looks good.
Yeah, to be honest, the more I look at it, maybe I would have put them higher, but I've already committed
to it. You've already committed to it. All right, I'm going to go with one I think you'll have a bit higher. The New York Rangers.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I have them higher just because they did stuff differently more than other teams, but it's the same logo they had last year for the reverse retro. Like, it's not anything special.
I think it just looks worse with the lighter shade of blue as the base.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
It just doesn't do it for me. I think it's a miss. It looks off.
I agree.
It looks like if I ordered it from, like, DHgate and there was something off with it. Like, I ordered a Rangers jersey and they gave me that, I'd be like, this is wrong.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like a Walmart jersey.
Yeah. I would agree with you there. To me, that is the definition of a knockoff Walmart jersey.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna do a quick ad read and then we'll get into the kind of back ends of our list. We're gonna get into some good ones at some point, but it might be a while. So let me pull up the ad read here. Hockey fans, it is finally time to hit the ice again, and thanks to DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you're in for the season of a lifetime. New customers can bet $5 on any team and get $200 in free bets if they win. Quick side note, I was telling Noah before we started recording, I did a quick parlay yesterday for the NHL. Went 0-4 in that parlay. 0-4. You know how hard that is to do? All the underdogs were winning. Tough one. But if that wasn't enough excitement, you can turn small bets into bigger payouts with same game parlays, combine multiple bets like which team will win, how many goals will be scored, and more for your shot at an even bigger payout. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet $5 on any NHL team to win their game and get $200 in free bets if they do. That's code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. And I just want to throw this out there right now. You know what's looking like free money lately? Is betting on the Toronto Maple Leafs to lose.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a rabbit hole.
I know. I feel like a part of me wishes we were doing like the when we're doing I wish we were doing a Leafs podcast simply because we could just shred them every episode and like
this is true.
Thousands of people would listen to that.
Yep.
It would be so easy. But unfortunately, true. We're stuck with covering an actually good team that we both love. So unfortunate, a team that actually knows what they're doing. But yeah, we'll get back into it. Reverse retros here. 11th last. I'm also saying like 11th last because in the list I made, I recorded them 1 through 32. So,
okay. Yeah. I'm like, I did the opposite. So like I'm on 22 now.
Okay. So this is 22. All right. Who do we have?
I will go with the Winnipeg Jets.
Okay. All right.
I like the white. I think it'll look good. It's clean. But once again, like, just not much. And, like, you can never, like, because they're doing the throwback logo.
Yeah.
But I need some red.
I was going to say
that logo. I need some red.
I actually have Winnipeg a little bit higher because, like, as much as it needs some red, I don't think it looks that bad.
It's very clean.
It's very, very right. Clean. So I gave him credit for that. The big thing for me is they lost points for not doing a Thrashers jersey.
That's what we need.
Right. I think that's what the people want is a Thrashers jersey. And they just haven't even like attempted anything of the sort. So to me, that's a failure. But I do have them a bit higher at the 11th spot. I had Seattle, as we talked about. The colors, I think, look nice. The jersey itself is a bit too much going on.
Yeah.
But I gave them credit for not having much history.
Yeah, I'll go with the Rangers next. Walmart jersey.
Yeah. Next up, I have, and this could be a bit controversial, I have the Calgary Flames.
I don't think that's too controversial.
Listen, it's the diagonal sash stripe at the bottom for me.
Yeah, like, it's funny. It reminds me a lot of the Quebec City has a winter carnival every year.
Of course.
And the mascot has a sash that kind of goes diagonally like that. That's like rainbow colored or something. And that's the only thing I can see when I see that jersey. Although the colors look very nice, I find, but it's just not that much.
Listen, do I like the colors? Yes. Do I like the logo? Yes. Do I like the sleeves? Yes. But the sash to me just ruins it.
I get that
they're like throwing it back that they actually did that. But listen, there's a reason you moved away from that.
Yeah.
And there's a sometimes you just shouldn't go back to the history.
That's a fair point.
That knocked it down a fair bit for me. All right, who do you have in this slot?
Let's see. I'm just looking at it, making sure. Because I do think I'm going to end up going Calgary just a bit higher. Sure, why not? Let's go with probably my first off the board-ish. Although I'd be surprised if you have them much higher. Minnesota Wild.
Oh, here's the thing. I actually put them not too much higher. And I felt like...
Did they do this jersey last year?
No, they did it in white.
Like,
no, so the, like I actually,
I feel like I've seen it before. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like I've seen that exact jersey before.
So,
and they brought back the subway colors.
Yeah, the subway, you can't unsee it. I had Minnesota higher. But I wanted to put them lower, but I felt like you were going to have them higher. And I felt like if I had them too low, it was going to look so dumb and you were going to shred me for it. So
I debated putting them in my bottom 10 because I was just like, what is this?
Yeah. The thing is like, it looks clean. So
exactly. Problem. Like I would probably like, I don't know. I wouldn't pay for one, but I would wear one.
Yeah. And it's one of those ones where I think the biggest knock is that they've already done this.
Exactly.
Right. And I think, you know, when reverse retro, you want something fresh, new, and exciting. And I get, you know, if they do end up doing reverse retros, you know, every couple of years for a while now, you're going to run out of ideas eventually. But this is only the second time. You can't be out of ideas already.
Exactly. And I feel like they, there's a ton of hockey history in Minnesota. Like they could have come up with something more original.
Yeah. For me on this one, though, I had the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh,
and I'm guessing by that reaction, you have them a lot higher.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what it is for me. First of all, we all love the Mighty Ducks logo, right?
Love the Mighty Ducks logo.
But they've done it so many times. And so to me, like last time they really went for something out there with Anaheim. And I love that. This to me, it's like, I've seen them go back to that Mighty Ducks logo many times now. And I just don't love it the same amount in their current color scheme because I don't like their current colors.
That is true. That is true. Just, yeah, it kind of reminds me of the D.
Yeah.
Like, subconsciously, I agree.
Yeah, it's like I want to like it, and I think it's close, but like if they gave it to me in that like eggplant color, like that's a jersey. Yeah. This to me is like it's the colors, and just like you keep going back to the same thing, like
yeah,
mix it up. Well, like last time they did a great job with it. This to me, it seems like they kind of just played it safe. They're like, oh, everyone's gonna love this logo, and we'll just do it in our colors, and that's a jersey.
Exactly.
So that's why I had them there. All right, who do you got up next?
Let's see. Oh yeah, I'll go. I can go with this one now. Vegas.
Ooh.
I kind of like it. I kind of don't. I just Vegas to me is always over the top with everything, and this just did not fit their brand of over the top.
Yeah.
And that's why it kind of lost points for me. And I get they changed the font, tried to make it look more 90s-esque, but
well, and they're throwing it back to the Aces.
We have seen so many freaking jerseys with that diagonal like name and nickname. And we said it for the Kings. Like, it's just, I'm not a fan of somebody just putting their nickname on the jersey and just saying, yeah, here we go. Here's the like perfect thing. So that's why it kind of lost points for me. It was just not enough on brand with the Las Vegas Golden Knights brand for me.
Yeah. I have them a couple spots higher, with the Vegas one. The thing is, I don't, we talked about like diagonal writing. I don't love it, but unlike the Canes in this one, they actually are throwing it back to something. Cause when they had the Vegas Aces, they did have a diagonal. So at least it's not pointless.
Exactly. Which is why I have them literally 10 spots apart.
Yeah. And I think it looks, I guess it's not like flashy, like, you know, Vegas is.
Yeah.
But I don't love their all gold jerseys.
No, those right? are pretty bad.
And so at least it's not something like that. Like, I think it looks clean enough that it's like, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
In this spot though, I had Winnipeg, as we talked about.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, Winnipeg just not quite there, I don't think.
All right, who you got up next?
Who do I got up next? I'll go with Calgary up next.
Calgary up next?
Yeah.
All right. Up next, I have Nashville.
Yeah. Nashville's a few spots down for me. I like the Sabretooth.
Hear me out. Okay, so first of all, it looks very similar to their just current home jersey with a lot of yellow and a little bit of blue, right? Yeah. It looks like almost exactly like that, slightly different blocking, and they've thrown the old Sabretooth logo on it. That logo is terrifying. If you zoom in on that logo, the Sabretooth looks like it is rabies. It looks like a demon. Like, pull up that jersey, zoom in on that logo. It looks like a demon. To me, I just think they should have reversed the colors of the yellow and the blue.
Yeah.
Right? I think A, looks much different than your current home jersey. It fits well with that logo. And so I would have done that. But it doesn't look terrible. It is a throwback to something. It does bring back some, like, OG Nashville Predators, like, thoughts, and it isn't the mustard yellow that they used to have with that logo, so I'll give them
right
points for that. It does look like an improvement on that, and it is a throwback, but it's not my favorite, so I have them there. Next up though, I have Vegas, which we already talked about.
Okay.
I would have had them a couple of spots lower until I found out it glows in the dark.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What?
No, I didn't.
No, the Vegas awesome. Across the front glows in the dark.
Oh, that's really cool, actually.
Yeah, see, now you're regretting it. See, that's really the Vegas, cool. You know, that's the flash. That's. So I put them a few spots higher for that.
Fair enough.
Because at least it's something, and it's kind of Vegas-y, so.
Yeah.
In that spot.
San Jose Sharks.
Ooh.
And I will explain why. I think this is easily a jersey that would have been in my top 10 had it not been for just the Sharks in front. I think that it looks too, it's not enough for me. I would have liked to see them try their logo with the Golden Seals colors.
Yeah, I get
that the name is in the same theme as the Golden Seals, but I don't think the spirit of the reverse retro was about taking everything from the OG jersey and making it updated. You gotta put in a touch of like what your current brand is to really make it as good. So that's why I have them so low.
I don't know. I didn't hear those complaints when the Hurricanes did just a Whalers jersey last time.
Whalers are classic. Not nearly as classic as the Whalers.
Okay, I actually have that one a lot higher, but I'm going to talk about it when it gets there, and I'm going to explain why you're dead wrong on it.
That's fair.
Next up, I have I had the Montreal Canadiens.
Okay.
Which to me, I think it looks pretty good, to be honest. And I guess you're touching on your city's history. With having the Expos there, it just looks it's weird to see like a really blue Canadiens jersey like that.
Yeah, and I have it up much higher just because of the Expos like connection, and I do really really like that. But I'll talk to it when we get there.
Yeah, I will concede though, it is probably the second. It's the second best. Original six teams reverse retro, I think by a mile. I think there's a clear gap.
Yeah.
Right. So I like it. I think it'll look really good on the ice. But it makes me think of the Expos, not the Habs. And I get that's what they're trying to do, but I think it looks good. But now we're also in the territory where I'm kind of liking the jerseys that are coming through.
Exactly.
Who you got next up?
I've got Nashville.
You got Nashville?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've already talked about that. Anything you want to add on the Nashville subject?
I think we went over it. I kind of like it. But not a top 10 for sure.
All right. Well, I've made a late maneuver on my list, and I've moved down the Minnesota Wild one for the reasons we talked about. Because now that I've seen how low you've had it, I feel much better about moving it down to this slot.
Fair enough.
As we talked about, again, it honestly just makes me want to go to Subway. At this point, and it looks just like the jersey last time.
I do really like Subway.
Well, Subway's great.
Yeah.
Next up.
I am currently picking between two, and I gotta just identify which two that is. Just give me 1 second here. I gotta figure out. There's two I don't have
on my list. You don't yet. Have-
Because I've been filling up my list as we go.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just trying to figure out who I've forgotten. Here, why don't you go first and I'll catch up on
it. All right. This one I think you might have higher. I'm putting the Buffalo Sabres here.
Dude. That's just... You're wrong, but that's fine.
No. Here's why I'm putting it there. First of all, in terms of what a reverse retro should be, I think it is great. We all love that logo. The blocking is kind of the original blocking they had on the jersey. To me, in the original away jersey they had a little bit of silver on there too, the red and black. So to me, it's like missing a little bit of color. So it looks a little incomplete. And I docked it a lot of marks just because they're already bringing back the Buffalo Head logo this season. They're bringing back those red and black jerseys.
Oh, I thought this was.
What do you mean?
When they were teasing bringing them back, I thought this was what they were teasing.
No, I think they're actually bringing back.
I didn't know this.
So to me, if you're already doing it this season, what
I
is this?
This was the doing it.
Is this the doing it? It didn't. Hold on.
I don't know if this is the doing it anymore.
I'm looking it up. Yeah, No, they're debuting a new black and red third jersey with that logo starting in November.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So surely, if you're already bringing it back for something else, don't bring it back here.
I didn't know that.
You bring back That's the unfair. Buffa slug or something.
Yeah.
So to me,
no,
they lose.
No, they, don't bring that back.
No, bring it back, but in red and black.
Justin, do you know?
No, everyone,
no circumstance should that happen.
What do you? How can you not look at the people rip on the
actually? I Jason Pominville, and I would totally get a Jason
Thomas Vanek. Yeah. I think Thomas Vanek. I think that jersey, and I think playoff disappointments. But you think playoffs at least, and that's something for the Sabres.
Yeah, it is something.
So to me, yeah, I docked Buffalo significant marks just because they were already planning on bringing back that logo this year.
Fair enough.
So that to me is just, what are you doing? It's too much.
Oh, okay. I just realized which one I have.
All right. Who are you putting here?
I have Tampa Bay.
What? This high? I totally forgot you didn't put Tampa Bay in yet.
Yeah, I know. I kind of forgot too.
Yeah, I can tell. I was like, that is, I get having it higher than where I had it. That is.
Yeah, that
absurd.
Might have to be some like post ranking changes.
All right, why do you love this jersey, Noah? Because we're in the top half of the list. So
it's, I don't know, it's nice. As I said, I really, really like the design. I think they went just a little too much. You've seen Parks and Rec. You know that episode where they have to like create a mural proposition for the city?
Yes, it's the one where Aziz Ansari gets really into like abstract art.
Abstract art,
the shapes.
Yeah, remember how they just end up like literally taking an idea from each and making an absolute horror masterpiece?
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I see this jersey.
Yeah, no, that's a good comparison.
Everyone putting in their own like idea and it just coming together. And I think it came together okay. But yeah, I have them at 15 apparently.
Apparently. Well, I can tell you really believe in that take.
Yeah. Okay. Who do you got?
Who I got next?
Yeah.
Coming at number 20, I have the Edmonton Oilers.
Number 20?
Sorry, I'm going the other direction.
Still. I have 15 left.
What?
Or I have 14 left now.
Well, we might have got mangled here. Okay, I got Edmonton at this spot. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
First of all, you know, I'm from Alberta. You know, I grew up watching the Oilers with that kind of Comet logo with the silver and the dark black, right? It's iconic to me. I've wanted them to bring that back for so long, right? And they did. And they brought it back with the orange. And for the most part, I think it looks pretty good. Right. I do like the jersey. I like that they brought back that logo. And then I showed it to my girlfriend the other day. And she said, you know, what she said to me,
what?
She said, what's that in the middle? Is that an egg? And now all I see is a fucking egg.
It looks like a really good egg, a high quality egg. Actually.
It does. Yeah, but now I look at it and I see an egg with the yolk.
Yeah.
And I can't unsee it. And
that's
so
hard to unsee.
Like, so with that knowledge, I had to put it here.
That's fair.
So that was really, it's a really tough one. I really wanted to put that one higher and I just couldn't.
Okay. So how many teams do you have left now?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 12 left.
Okay. So I will just go. I think I'm two spots behind. So I don't know, but at 14, I have Anaheim. And at 13, I have New Jersey.
Wow.
And I really, really like New Jersey's jersey. Anaheim, we talked about. I'm a sucker for the Mighty Ducks. They were automatically going to be in the top half when they came out, if they were going to have that logo. New Jersey, I love the color throwback. I just don't think they did enough with the jersey itself. But I think the colors look so nice. I think it looks great. It's just... I'm a sucker for that red and green that they had with the like
the red and green was nice.
Like it was so nice. So that's why I have New Jersey kind of a little lower, but I do. And as I said, anybody in the top 15, I would happily wear their jersey.
I think New Jersey is one of the very few teams, there's maybe five teams, where both their last two reverse retros have been very good.
Yeah, there's a few of those teams.
All right. Well, I have New Jersey higher. Next up, I have the Arizona Coyotes. And I'm docking them points again for laziness because it is the exact same as their last jersey, but they went with like a desert brown instead of purple. And I don't think it looks as good.
I have Arizona a few spots ahead because I kind of like they kind of did that City Connect NBA jersey vibe where they have like the skyline on the bottom. And I really do think that's an original thing that we haven't seen yet from the NHL. But in this spot, I had the Colorado Avalanche.
Wow.
And yeah, it's a nice jersey. It's just it's not a top 10 worthy, in my opinion. Okay. I don't know what else to say. I like the jersey. It's just it's not top 10 worthy for me.
For me, I had Colorado a couple of spots higher. Only because and I saw a lot of people out there. We're calling this like one of the best ones. I personally don't see it, but I felt bad dropping it too low.
Yeah. Well, I think it's nice. It's traditional. Like there's the sea with the, it represents the fact that it's the Sunshine State, right? Is that what it's called?
Is that not it's Florida?
Like, no. Well, it's like, it represents like, X numbers of sun every year. I'd have to look it up.
Okay.
But it means something. So that's why I had them like still in my top 15.
All right. I don't mind that.
Next, I have a jersey that would have made the top 10 had they not given their AHL affiliate the exact same logo.
I have the same team here.
Canucks. I get what they're doing, but like, it looks like an Abbotsford Canucks jersey, not a Vancouver Canucks jersey.
Yeah, I think it's a jersey.
And I think that a lot of people look over that because they're not necessarily familiar with.
I was going to say, this has got to be a jersey that I think the real casuals will like a lot more.
Exactly. Because it's a good looking jersey. It looks old school. I like it. Boy, it's an Abbotsford Canucks jersey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I don't like when teams do this that often, but I do like the numbers on the front.
Yeah, I think I like it. The small ones on the top, I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And that's why it's part of that old throwback vibe.
Yeah, and I think it looks really, really good for the Vancouver Canucks. I will say, though, in terms of looking at teams in the league and what they had to work with in terms of history, the Vancouver Canucks probably had the most to work with.
That's the thing.
They've had a lot of jerseys, a lot of colors, and a lot of really good things they've done in their history. So I like those jerseys, and so exactly. I had them in that spot.
And next, breaking into the top 10, I have Arizona. Same reasons you brought up, but I really like the city skyline, so that's why they made it just a little higher.
Okay, and in my top 10, it's the Dallas Stars.
I literally had them 13 spots lower.
Yeah, and I agree. You had them 13 spots too low. And here's what, like, I think it's just a clean looking jersey. They used to use black as one of their primary colors. Boom, there's some black. It makes sense, unlike Columbus's. I like the logo. Yeah, I would like to see maybe a little bit of gold in there.
You see, it's funny because I put Columbus and Dallas one after the other because I think it's pretty much the same jersey.
Yeah, but I think it's pretty much the same jersey, but I think the Stars makes sense to have the black, and I think the logo's better.
Yeah.
It's a throwback logo, and they added a little texture in there. You know, it makes it pop a little bit more.
That's fair.
So, I'm do I have them probably too high? Yeah, probably, but you know what? It's my list.
You like it. That's
so, you know what? I like it. I'm not buying it because it's a Stars jersey, and if I did, you know, I'd probably get like, you're telling me Tyler Seguin rocking that, it's not going to look good. Like, I guarantee it will.
Yeah, I think so too.
Right, like all right. Inside
number
the top
nine, room. I have and I really like this. It's one of the rare times where a humongous logo might actually work.
Oh.
And it's the Boston Bruins.
I have them higher.
I think they did a good job here. They brought back the Bear. I think that's cool. I just think they did a good job. I love the etching, like the bottom of the sleeves, the bottom of the jersey, the top and the shoulders.
It's a really good throwback.
It's a really, really good jersey.
Yeah, I have them higher. I think it is the best of the original six teams. The Boston one, in my opinion. I think they nailed it. I will say, I've never seen, like, a bear is such, like, a ferocious animal, a fearsome animal, whatever the word is. They're very scary, and they've made them look so tame on this jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, which is fine. Looks like Winnie the Pooh. It's great. So I have them higher. I had Colorado here.
Okay.
For the reasons you just said, I guess, you know, in terms of meeting the assignment of what a reverse retro should be, you know, throwing it back to something, but also, like, still in touch with what you're doing now, I think, yeah, it checks those boxes. But for me, again, a little bit plain, a little bit boring. Another team, they had a lot to work with. They did an Ordiques thing last time, so this is another departure to another team they used to have there with the Rockies in the colors. So I think it looks good. I have no real issues with it, but it is not – I couldn't justify putting it much higher.
I agree. Number eight, this is easily like probably a top five in design, but because they've done it before, they've done very similar ones before. I have the Los Angeles Kings.
Wow.
It's a fantastic jersey. It really is. But I feel like we've seen this type of jersey a lot from them. And honestly, I don't know how they could change it. They're in the top 10. It's a fantastic jersey. It's just they're at eight for me.
Yeah, I have them higher because I really like that one. For me in this spot, I agree, it's a great jersey. In this spot, I have the San Jose Sharks.
Okay.
And I would have, I'm not even what I think it looks great, right? The throwback, you changed from seals to sharks. Looking at it more, I do agree that maybe they could have added a little something here or there. You know, a little extra detail would have been nice. It also kind of looks like a old, like, San Diego Chargers jersey.
Like the design on the shoulders kind of makes it look a little more football-y.
Yeah. Like if you cut off the bottom half, I'm thinking go Chargers.
Yeah.
Right. But I think it looks good. I think they met the assignment. Now I would have put this in first place if there's a bit of hockey history that may or may not be true. I'm not 100% certain, but the Golden Seals were there and they were trying to make the team popular. And I think one of the ideas they had for, like, I forget who the owner was, but he wanted all the players to wear, like, white skates.
No.
Yeah.
No. 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 No.
Let me look. I'm going to double check that.
Okay, in the meantime, I'm going to go with my next pick. At seventh, I have the Islanders.
Okay.
I love the Fishermen. Like, thank you for finally bringing it back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I the Islanders went a bit higher. They brought it back. I would have loved if they kept the teal in.
Yeah.
That was their big...
more teal would have been real cool. But no, I think it was about time they brought it back, and I'm glad they did.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just coming back to the Golden Seals here.
Yeah.
So it was the Oakland Athletics owner Charles O'Finley who purchased the team in 1970, right? People often described him as a wealthy clown.
Nice.
He wanted the team to match the Athletics colors, which I guess they kind of did. He gave them all like green blazers and green suitcases to carry and wear when they were on the road.
Yikes.
And then he did change the shade of the skate to polar bear white because all of the Oakland A's players wore white cleats. It's kind of and cool. He wanted them to use an orange puck.
Nope.
Also, with the white skates, by the way, because it was like in the 70s and the TVs were pretty bad, It looked like the play.
Like they were floating.
It looked like they were on like ice stumps.
That's pretty cool.
Which is fantastic stuff. They also, this is a fun fact. I'm going through, it's a Sportsnet article, by the way. They were the first team to put names on the back of the jerseys.
Nice.
Yeah. They also hired a streaker, the girlfriend of the stick boy, to come to a game, strip, and skate out from behind the bench as the players came onto the ice after one period of play. So that's something.
Wow. Yeah, that is something. I'd love to see that in 2022.
Yeah, so I would have had this one honestly in first if they wore white skates. Because it would look terrible on TV, especially with the moving boards nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
The virtual boards. So I would have loved that. But alas. I'll keep them there. All right, who you got next?
It's your turn. I did the Islanders at 7.
Oh, I have the New Jersey Devils. Once again, I think they nailed it like they did last time. I think it's a great looking jersey. Looks clean, throwing it back to their history, the Kansas City scouts. I think it looks great. It could use a little bit more detail or something here or there, but in terms of jerseys on this list, I think it looks great.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, next I had the Oilers before I realized they had an egg on there.
Yeah, how you feel now?
But you want to know what I really like? They brought the Comet back. I had Islanders and Edmonton back to back, just because I think they both brought back.
Do you just sort teams by color?
I don't. I sort teams. This was like, it was literally just because their fan bases have been asking for these logos for years now, and they finally like brought them back.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think. Yeah, it's a good pick. I do like the Oilers jersey one a lot, but the egg comment really hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, I have the Boston Bruins. Like you said, I think it's a fantastic jersey. I love the fringe on the bottom. It brings you back to the time period. I think it's going to look really clean on the ice. So I think no issues with it. I think they nailed it. And it should be a good one. And it's not like a all yellow jersey. Too much yellow, I'm not a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
But no real issues with it. I think the bear looks fantastic.
I think so too. Okay.
All right.
Top five.
We're into the top five.
I have this one because I didn't know they were gonna do another one in November, and it's such a nostalgic logo for me because growing up, my favorite player, my idol, was Danny Briere, and I just every time I see that logo, I see that jersey, I just think of Danny Briere. And back in those days. I have Buffalo right here. Damn. At five.
I didn't know. I thought you were going to say like your hero was Brian Campbell or something.
Well, that came after.
Well, yeah. But, classic Sabres player. Sabres, classic team back in the day. My hero growing up, obviously Dominic Hasek.
Nice.
Got his jersey somewhere. But I had them lower because they're already bringing it back. So
I did not know that for the record.
Oh, you got to do the research. Next up, I have the Islanders because they finally brought back the Fishermen. So they sneak into my top five. I think it looks clean. I would have liked them to keep the teal and maybe go with the wave pattern on the bottom. But listen, it's New York Islanders. I don't know if you remember their jersey last time, but it sucked.
It was so bad.
There's a major improvement. Yeah, so I would have changed a couple of things on here. A little bit of teal, a little bit more wave pattern on the bottom. But listen, it's the Islanders. It's a Lou Lamoriello team. You can only ask for so much. So I think they've done a good job here.
I think so too. Number four, I'm going with Montreal with the baby blue. Same as Buffalo. It's a nostalgic thing for me. First ever pro sporting event was an Expos game.
I didn't
Montreal.
Know that.
Yeah. So it's it's my dad's a diehard Expos fan, and it's a nostalgic one for me. It's an emotional ranking.
I respect that. I do, and I do think it does look good.
I do think we might have potential to have the same bottom three.
No, we don't.
Damn it.
No, we definitely don't. We got, because I mean, I could switch one team and we'd have the same bottom three.
Yeah, exactly. But who do you got at number four?
You know what? Actually, I'll switch them up just to
make
it.
You don't have to.
Fine, I won't then. All right. My fourth favorite jersey, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
I have Pittsburgh at three.
Okay. Yeah.
So how good of a job did they do? That just screams Mario Lemieux.
Pittsburgh. Right. It's fantastic. I would have it's a great looking jersey, right? I think they've absolutely nailed it. The reverse retro was good last time too.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I just wish they went with like the gradient black.
No, I like this. I think they nailed it.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. But the gradient, I'm a big gradient on jersey guy because I think it looks absurd.
Fair enough.
Right. Just other than that, like great logo. Yeah, no real issues. It's very, very clean. It's going to look really nice on the ice. So no complaints with that one other than the gradient. So I have them at four. You have them at three. At three, I have the LA Kings. I think purple. I think looks great.
Yeah, it's good. They haven't done a white one yet. Like, it's fair. It's really good.
Yeah. So I think
we for sure have the same bottom too. At least.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
All right. Bottom two.
Well,
all right.
Obviously, I we haven't even spoken about this, but obviously we have Florida at one. We'll get to that after, but Washington at two. How sick is that jersey?
Right. It's so sick.
Like the Eagle is so, they nailed it.
They really did.
Oh, yeah, really I love it. I love it. It's so nice.
Yeah, it's a really, really good jersey. And I think I get like we both clearly love it.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think they ever had a black Eagle jersey. I think their black jersey was always the Capitol building. And the Eagle was always in the blue or the white. I could be wrong.
I think you're right.
It just adds. It's just like, whoa, like they did something they've never done before. This is fucking, they nailed it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I think you're correct with that.
I would have loved the blue one. The blue one to me is like the OG, just like so nice. But this is just, they batted it out of the park. Like this is just a home run of a jersey.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, if they went with like the base of like the blue, right? Then it's exactly what they used to wear. And that's not the assignment. The assignment's to mix it up, right?
Exactly.
So they've done that.
By the way, love what they did last year too, where they did that black design with the Capitol building, but added this their current colors. I love that, and I just love that they're going back to the OG and like, oh, how nice is the bronze axe? I don't know. I could talk about this jersey so.
Yeah, and I think for us too, like, cause we're like at the right like age and time frame where it's like.
Yeah,
you remember like the tail end of that jersey, right? Like it is like, so yeah. It's like burned in our memories. Is like growing up watching hockey, you remember that jersey.
Yeah,
I do. Oh, a part of me wishes though they had done this, but in like 3 years, let's say, right? And it's, imagine 3 years. It's the last year of Alexander Ovechkin's career. They bring back
the record,
breaking the Gretzky record, wearing the jersey he broke into the league wearing. That would have been really nice, but bring it back early. I don't care. It looks fantastic. Just a phenomenal job from the Capitals. Really good. And then number one, Florida, obviously.
Oh my God.
Like, and I don't even think we're being biased saying that.
No, we're not. And it's just, it's like, it's a jersey that I look at that I'm like, holy shit. Like, I can fully picture John Van Beesbrook like wearing this.
Yeah, it's like
this is Jay Bomeister. Like it's not like it's just it's such a vibe of a jersey.
Yeah,
I just, it's the kind of jersey that I look at and I see the history in the franchise. Like I can see the players wearing it, even though they've never worn it.
Exactly.
And it's a jersey that's just a vibe. Like
it is a vibe. It's a very Florida vibe.
You could wear that, go to the beach, have a couple beers, and just have a good time. Like they nailed it. They nailed it.
Yeah, I think they really did. It looks, yeah, phenomenal. It's bright, vibrant, very chill vibe. Again, like you said, it like feels like it's throwing it back. This, like, you can picture like old players wearing it, even though they never did. It's the most Florida looking jersey they've ever had. I love the hockey stick palm tree logo. It looks great. The only knock anyone could really maybe give it would be the shoulder logo, but who cares about a shoulder logo? And to exactly. me, there's no other jersey I think that's in this tier. I think it's by itself, and it looks excellent.
I agree. And I completely agree.
I think we'll have to pick ourselves up a couple of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is it for our reverse retro rankings. Let us know if you agree with our rankings, what you disagree with, which jerseys you love, which ones you absolutely hate. So let us know all that. Thank you so much to everyone tuning in, listening to this week's episode of the podcast. We will be back next week with a brand new episode talking about more Panthers hockey, things going on around the league. Should be a lot of fun, and we'll see you all then.
Just do that, Alexander Barkov! The Panthers are back!